Hi everyone, this is Monica Mork. Welcome to our new focused show format. Even though Eric has a cold, he wanted to put up this new kind of show. This week, we look at the differences between the web client and the HTTP web request classes.
Hello everyone, this is Eric. We're going to be trying something a little bit new. We were talking about how we're going to be retooling the show, and one of the ways we think we're going to make this show better is we're going to provide short, focused episodes on a particular topic. So the idea is they're just little snippets that you'll be able to hear, and we're not going to be able to teach you the syntax, of course, across the podcast, but what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to give you a framework for these topics. As an example, today we're going to cover one of sort of the common questions that people have when they start accessing web services in Silverlight, and that is, do we use the web client or do we use the HTTP web request class? So we're going to take these focus sort of topics, give a focus sort of answer, keep it down to a couple of minutes, and maybe ship a couple of these out a week, but then also keep our interviews also flowing. So here's the story. You're making some sort of a web request, and you need to know whether to use the web client or the HTTP web request class. There are lots of different ways that you can access data on the web with Silverlight, and those include things like ATOM on RSS syndication. They also include things like consuming ASMX or WCF services that output WSDL. In that case, you'd use a proxy. And there's also, you know, sockets. But the biggest use of data on the web, I think, is going to consist of accessing that data with the web client or the HTTP web request class. Now, here's why this is confusing. The web client class has a subset of the functionality of the HTTP web request class. So it doesn't include everything, and it's a little more limited in its use, but it's pretty darn easy to use. You get to make a request, and if you're just requesting simple string data, let's say you're requesting a REST service and you're going to grab XML or JSON, you can get that back in a string very, very easily. It's very trivial. And then it also has a method if you want to go ahead and request some kind of other data like binary data or whatever. So very simple. It just uses HTTP GET, and it is a very easy to use class. But let's say you need to go a step deeper. Let's say you don't want to do just an HTTP GET. Let's say you want to do a POST, or let's say you want to do a DELETE, or you want to do any of the other HTTP 1.1 verbs. So that would include PUT and DELETE and TRACE and OPTIONS, etc. Let's say you want to do that, or you want to specify headers for your request. Well, you're going to have to step back and you're going to have to use the HTTP web request class. It's a little more difficult to use than the web client, but it has all kinds of functionality for finely tuning and controlling your web access. So if you need to specify headers, including content type or those sorts of things, you're going to step back and you're going to use the HTTP web request class. If you want to see an absolutely great use of this class, go ahead and buy, or if you have, open the Introducing Microsoft Silverlight 2 book, and this is by Lawrence Maroney. Actually, the only Silverlight 2 book that's out there right now. And in Chapter 10, you'll see him show an example using the HTTP Web Request class, where basically he takes an existing Web Forms application, so something, well, in the example, he writes it from scratch, but this could be an existing Web Forms application. And in order to communicate with this application from Silverlight, he uses the HTTP Web Request class using a POST command. So without changing server code, he is able to use Silverlight with an existing Web Forms application. And really, I think that's an exciting use of Silverlight because we have a lot of Web Forms code out there, and the HTTP Web Request class is going to allow us to reuse a lot of that functionality without changing a single line of code on the server.